Brina. Just a little over 1 year ago, you wrote an article for the Seattle Times that shut down the biggest gun smuggling operation on the Upper West Coast. Then you disappeared for 6 months, only to reemerge as a best-selling romance novelist. You've just won a Pulitzer Prize for investigative reporting, and I've heard that there are talks of making your book into a blockbuster. How does it feel to have reached such success in your career? Thank you. It's been wonderful, albeit very busy. I smiled and glanced at my lap to hide the flash of pain that crashed through my heart. Nothing about my successes gave me joy. Talking about my accomplishments just reminded me of how much I had lost. You've made some major achievements since you came back to Seattle, Bryce said. Most journalists, including this one, would kill to be in your position. How does it feel? I gave her my rehearsed answer. It's been incredible. Surreal, really. I'm still in shock at how much has happened over the last year. I can imagine. She flipped to a new note card. Let's talk more about the article. My cheerful face belied my true feelings. I was miserable on this television set. I was exhausted from talking about that damn article. I was done having people fuss over its success. Everyone thought it was the article that had changed my life. It wasn't.